The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It's always wonderful to have the doctor in, even when he's out, but he's in with us. Dr. Rashid Batar, Advanced Medicine. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you. What the hell do they teach medical doctors in medical school? This story, and I wanted to be social with you, but as I'm reading this headline again and this picture of this infant, infant assaulted with 8 vaccine doses at 6 months old, collapses into state of brain damage, doctors blame the parents. And I'm like, that, you know, when I try to be nice to doctors and you're like, Robert, you're being too nice to doctors, I go, okay, in this story, you're right. I can't be nice to them. What are they teaching them?
Well, it's actually interesting because it does come back to what physicians are taught. And they're taught that they must have consent to treat. And if you don't have consent to treat, if you don't have the parent's signatures or the patient's signatures, then theoretically, you could be brought up on charges of assault. And you've heard me say many times over the last 6 years that if somebody was to try to inoculate one of my children or myself or you know, my wife or any of my loved ones, I would see that as an assault. And that's the reason I use that language. Some people may think it's harsh
or
it's too strong worded, but it is not, because that is the actual language that's used, that if you are treating a patient without consent, you are assaulting that patient. You could be brought up on assault charges. Well, now when you're talking about this particular story and you say the doctors blame the parents, you see, it's called displacement, because the doctor doesn't want to feel. They clearly know that if you give a child 8 vaccines and the child was normal, talking, walking, whatever, and all of a sudden collapses into a state of, as it says, brain damage, immediately, what other natural response is there than to immediately turn around to the closest entity present, i.e. the parents, and blame them? Because otherwise, they're having to accept that, wait a second, I just stuck a needle in your child, gave him something foreign, and now they just had brain damage immediately. Yeah. So what are they going to do? They're going to create that displacement, and that's actually what's happening. That's a visceral response. It doesn't really have anything to do with teaching anything in medical school. If they had taught them the dangers of giving adjuvants and immunosuppressants and, you know, various DNAs from other sources like dogs.
But Dr. Batar, the thing that they are learned or taught or programmed.
Learned?
Or, yeah, I know, I'm playing it right. But or programmed, I was looking for that word, to believe is that there are no adverse events. Or if they are, they aren't really there. In other words, to not see them. Right? That you're trained not to see them, because you said, if your mantra is vaccines are safe and effective, vaccines are safe and effective, vaccines are safe, and suddenly, you know, a parent shows a child that was healthy and now they're not healthy, their immediate thought is not the vaccine, because they're taught, no, it can't be the vaccine.
Now, you're again being too kind to doctors. I would like to think that it was possible to brainwash somebody, but you could be blind, deaf, and have only, you know, be one neuron short of a synapse. Don, do you like that one? I think Don would like that
Super
one.
Super Don likes
basically
that one.
Basically meaning you don't even have a brain, and you would still know that if you just did something like 8 vaccines in a child and there was an immediate response, you can't blame it. You can't say that, I haven't been trained to see vaccine dangers, therefore I don't see the vaccine danger, and I'll just blame it automatically on the parents. No, that is a visceral survival flight, fight, response type of situation, because they're immediately, they recognize they've done something wrong. And so what are they going to do? They can't blame it on another staff member. They can't blame it on the vaccine, because then they're directly or indirectly responsible. They can't blame it on the weather. They can't blame it on humidity. They can't blame it on the hospital. So what is left there to blame it on? You know, you could blame it on world hunger or the politicians, but that's not going to work. So who is the only legitimate body that could take the brunt of an accusation that something has happened? That is apparent, that's right there. Because there's nobody else. Because
right.
every other entity that's present is to do with the hospital slash vaccine slash the doctor slash the medical system.
Yeah.
They can't blame it on any one of those without self-implying or self-incriminating. Self-incriminating.
Prior to the six-month vaccination mark, according to this story, Serenity, a little girl, was a healthy baby, normal physical and cognitive development. We hear this so many times. After receiving the 8 vaccine doses, she became fussy, lethargic, according to her mother, July Garza. A month later, the child's health took a sharp turn for the worse, and she became unresponsive mentally, physically. She couldn't hold her head upright, move her arms. She appeared to display a symptom of a stroke. She was rushed to the ER at Memorial Hermann Greater Heights Hospital in Houston, where she received a CT and an MRI. The doctors said they didn't know what was going on. And, I mean, again, these are the cases where wouldn't the doctors immediately say, what's going on in the last day? What's going on in the last week? What's going on in the last month? I mean, that seems to be the course of action, but if it was a month prior...
Yeah, well, I mean, that would be what a doctor that really wants to help their patients rather than one that's just interested in following, you know, current dogma. And they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, what they were trained to do, which is immediately blame on anything else besides the system, because you can't, if you're part of the system, then you're going to self-incriminate the system. You're almost like, it's almost like professional suicide if you were to blame it on the vaccine, because now you're actually admitting that there's a problem. And those doctors that are willing to take that, most of those doctors left that arena a long time ago and are doing things more like you or I are doing, Robert.
Yeah.
Because they just don't want to be a part of it. So I don't think it's that what they're being taught in medical school. What they're being taught in medical school is that at all costs, you protect your dogma. And so if that's what you meant, then you're right.
Yeah.
But as far as the actual practice of medicine, this has nothing to do with the practice of medicine. This is most of them don't expect a child to react this way. And most of them, you know, I think we've talked about this before, genuinely do want to help patients as long as they can help them within the dogma, following the status quo. As soon as it falls outside of that status quo realm, then it's just like a survival instinct. They have no other choice but to deflect it to the closest body that can take the abuse, which is without self-incrimination, which is the parents.
This is a brutal story. It is, Dr. Bitar, because you look at this, and this doctor was, you know, outright lying to the patient, saying, we'll slow down the vaccines, we'll only give two or three at a time, and then went ahead and gave a 5-in-1 combo at that six-month mark. And the parents said, we didn't know that happened, and they were,
you know, five or eight?
I think there was a 6-in-1 dose plus two or three others, so yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
And listen, before you go on, Robert, I just want to mention one thing. You said we hear this story so many times, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
There's a thing in medicine, we said there's no such thing as always or never in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one exception to that, because it is always the same story.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say
yeah.
so many times. I would say, at least in my world, with the patients
right.
that come to me, it's the same story. You can take the story that I heard 15 years ago, 18 years ago, 20 years ago with a child that came to us with autism, and take a child today, and it's the same story. You just change the age, you change the name of the parents, change the name of the patient. You may change the ethnicity of the patient, the sex of the patient, but the history of it, and maybe instead of 6 months, it was at 9 months, at 10 months, whatever, but you know, change those variables, the rest of the story is exactly the same. Normal development, got the shot.
Yeah. Here's what's going on, like with the Vax the movie we've been talking about last few weeks. Polly Tommy is one of the featured moms there in the film. She's been on the Q&A panels in a lot of these screenings. And, you know, she's one of those stories, as I said, time and time again that I keep hearing and that you've heard every time. And now the rumor, according to Brian Hooker, is that he's hearing that William Thompson may have been bought off within the CDC to republish an article in a journal that would counteract his claims that there's a link between MMR and autism. Was he given $1 million? Was he promised a research facility or a wing of a hospital? Was he threatened? I don't know. But now the nuclear option, because they couldn't attack the parents anymore. They couldn't attack even Robert De Niro as a parent. They had to go, what can we get Brian Hooker to do? No, we can't get Brian Hooker to do. How about Thompson? He's the guy. He's the focal point. We get him to deny everything.
Yeah, that's something that I read today, and it's anticipated that the new change will come out by next month. That's what Brian said.
Yeah.
He anticipates there's going to be some kind of change in his position now.
But I don't think anybody that is already here is going to believe it. I mean, the amount of people, the percentage of people that say they trust the government, particularly Congress and the media, is around 6%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if the CDC comes out and reverses course, I just don't think people are going to buy it.
No, of course they're not going to buy it. But, you know, I think that if you looked at the statistics 15, 20 years ago, maybe a third of the population, maybe as much as half the population may not have trusted the government, but now only 6% trust the government. That speaks volumes.
Yeah, specifically Congress. We'll see. I don't know about one for the CDC or the FDA, et cetera, because sometimes they've given a pass to these medical institutions, like some people give a pass to the military. You know, it's all government. It's all rife with incompetence and fraud. There's not one that's beyond that. And unfortunately, for a lot of years, they kind of looked at the medical community as godlike, and because of that, we're suffering under those who have adopted the godlike perspective. And it's not godlike in reality, if you know what I mean.
Well, exactly. That's one reason this persona that doctors have, that they, you know, patients have in the past, at least in the 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever the doctor said, it was like God had spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been one of the problems, that doctors have been put in that pedestal. And they really only had one place to go, and that was to fall off it, because there's nobody that should be put in that kind of pedestal. I mean, maybe your spouse or maybe, you know, your parents, but not physicians, especially not more those that are following a glorified cookbook and then creating so much harm, because the evidence is right there. The evidence has been so overwhelming, and the fact that they're denying it, you know, it's interesting, because Boyd Haley was once interviewed, and they asked him, why is the government denying this? And, you know, what's their motivation? And he said, well, because I don't think it's that they're denying it, trying to cover anything up, because I think they're just embarrassed to admit the truth, because they've fallen so far off the wagon, because at this point, if they admitted it, what would happen? And that's what we've talked about before, Robert, that this would be the grounds of the second civil war.
Yeah, they're fighting desperately to prevent that from happening. That's why it's not that they'll suddenly go, okay, you're right, we're wrong, our bad. Of course, they know what's going to happen. Pitchforks and hanging trees with nooses. I mean, you know, the parents that lost their children to this, when they find out these government agencies, these doctors and researchers knew. Again, when you talk about, you come at me with that needle, doc, I got a 357, I'll make a bigger hole. And you'll be justified in defense of your children when you understand what we're talking about here. I'm not advocating violence, by the way. I'm just saying.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. you can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks to Carrie out there listening live and commenting. She's enjoying the conversation with RSB and Dr. B. We're talking about the unfortunate things that have occurred ever since one status, I guess, was rendered unequal or above others. You know, that's always the human nature, is like to exalt some group, and that group ends up abusing their exalted status. And it's very rare to find somebody that has true benevolence in the sense that they're not going to abuse the power. And, you know, the doctors being elevated through licenses. And, of course, we've talked about this too, Dr. Bitar, that it's really done them no favors in the long run either, because they've been abused by the system that they've been exalted into as well. They're attacked if they want to actually innovate.
Well, I was just going to say that those that want to change the system or that want to actually bring light to the truth, they're ostracized and they're treated as traitors. And that's exactly what's happened with, you know, a number of us. So,
well, exactly, the attacks that have happened. Now, in addition to the lack of informed consent in much of the vaccine controversy, if I could even call it that, the government knows, and the people in the government have known, the researchers in the government know. How do we know they know? Well, look, you can look at the vaccine injury table. That's in it's a government held table of vaccine injury. Have you ever seen this thing, Dr. Bitar?
I have not, but it's interesting that if you can't have a table of vaccine injury unless you admit that there is an injury induced by vaccines, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is according to an introductory portion which precedes the table, quote, if you receive, this is one example, if you receive the tetanus vaccines and had a severe allergic reaction, anaphylaxis, within 4 hours after receiving the vaccine, then it is presumed that the tetanus vaccine caused the injury, if no other cause is found. I mean, again, that's just one example right there within it, that they know that these things are unavoidably unsafe, as the Supreme Court has acknowledged.
Right, but, you know, in the tetanus toxoid-specific drug insert, which I sent to you sometime 3 weeks ago, and it was sent to me by a patient in Australia, and I'll see if I can find it while I'm talking to you, but it specifically states, and I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, it specifically states that autism is a known side effect of tetanus toxoid diphtheria vaccination.
Mm-hmm. You know, remember, it's not just the tetanus, it's the DTAP or the DTP, depending. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy associated with that, giving that during pregnancy as it related to birth defects in South America, Brazil specifically, and that would be microcephaly. The thing that the NIH and CDC combination say, oh, no, now we know the cause is definitely, it's definitely that virus. It's the Zika virus, because we couldn't reasonably consider any other option that we could find, despite the fact that other doctors and researchers down there are going, hey, have you looked at the vaccine issue? Have you looked at the larvicide being sprayed in the water there? Have you looked at other pesticides? Have you looked at the GMO mosquitoes that were released down here? But the CDC evidently can't see that.
Yeah, so are they not seeing it, or are they on purpose covering up their... you know, their eyes, and they don't want to see it. And I think that's really what it comes down to. They don't want to see it because they don't want to admit it. So they just refuse to even acknowledge that it exists.
I went to a CDC spokesperson, and this is what I got back. So evidently they are wearing horse blinders.
Was that a horse? Okay, I wasn't sure what the hell that was.
Come on, man. That was just off the cuff, man. That's all the love I get.
John, could you tell what that was?
I thought you'd strained something there.
It wasn't Yoda or anything. It was just a horse.
I thought you were having a problem with the gastrointestinal system. I wasn't
sure. Yeah, no. It sounds like you had a blowout there.
We talked about the Silver Aloe Protocol last hour. No GI issues today. So thank you very much. But anyway, again, go ahead.
I was going to say I just found that drug insert, and I can, you know, I'll send this to you so you can post in the show notes if you want. But this is actually from diphtheria and tetanus toxoid and acellular pertussis vaccine. The brand name, I believe, is Tripedia. This is something that's in Australia. Adverse events reported during post-approval, and specifically says during post-approval use of Tripedia vaccine, including idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura, SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome, anaphylactic reaction, cellulitis, autism, convulsions, grand mal convulsions, encephalopathy, hypotonia, neuropathy, somnolence, and apnea. Events were included in this list because of the seriousness of frequency of reporting.
Plausible deniability is no longer an option for them, so they have to, you know, increasingly resort to other forceful techniques of suppression, oppression, omission, commission, and other criminal activities and behaviors. The Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, I call them. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar, medicalrewind.com for all the archives.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, if you want an archive real quick, of course, our syndicator right here, GCN, is the quickest way. And we have the Medical Rewind edition when we're with Dr. Rasha Bittar, Advanced Medicine. That's medicalrewind.com. You got iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts as well through Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and now the new SoundCloud as well. So lots of places. RobertScottBell.com. Before we get to the dairy story, Dr. Bittar, if you're listening live, folks, tomorrow is evidently the 30-year anniversary of a really horrific event on planet Earth, Chernobyl, the Chernobyl event. And there's new information now coming out 30 years later about the increased incidence of cancer and deaths, even, again, three decades later. It's not a surprise to you, Dr. Bittar, that this would be the case. Of course, modern medicine still uses ionizing radiation as treatment, despite the fact that it causes cancer. Haven't they figured that out yet?
No, I don't think they have. Einstein said the definition of insanity is Well, actually, I think his definition of insanity was, there's a couple of different definitions that have been attributed to him, but one of them was to keep doing the same things and expect different results. And I think this is one of those examples. But more importantly, that you can't take the same thought process that created a problem and expect that thought process to lead to the solution. And if you look at the Chernobyl event, or even more recently, March 11th, 2011, the Fukushima event, which was only 5 years ago, we're going to be coming up. Either we just passed the five-year anniversary, or we're
right about now.
I don't know if it's March 11th or May 11th. I can't remember now, but I know that it was supposed to make landfall 4.2 years after the actual event into the United States. When I say landfall, obviously part of the plume and part of the fallout from this was
carried by the ocean currents. And in fact, there's more and more stories of debris lining the beaches on the west coast of North America. Debris being not from Japan. I mean, we're talking dead animals.
Right, but the whole thing is that within the first day or two, there was stuff as far over as the east coast in the United States. In the atmosphere, people could measure it. They were climbing up on top of some mountains in the Appalachian Range, and they were able to measure radiation that was normally at 10 to 12, whatever the units are on the Geiger counters, up to 12,000. But as far as when I say landfall, I'm talking about where it's actually getting into the foods, into the water supply, into the whole cycle of our food and water supply system. That was supposed to be, it was estimated to be 4.2 years, and that took place last spring sometime.
Right.
So it's now starting to spread further eastward, and we're going to see a much higher incidence of cancer in North America over the next 10 years. In fact, we covered a story by a scientist that said that the incidence of autism was going to be one out of two children by 2025.
Yeah, and Stephanie Senna from MIT.
Correct, from MIT. And then there was shortly thereafter somebody else that came out from a higher institution of learning and made a very similar prediction about cancer. If you look at the incidence of cancer, according to the National Cancer Institute and the American Cancer Society, in 2000 and 2001, the incidence of cancer was one out of every two men and one out of every three women would have cancer sometime in their life. And this is 16-year-old data. This is almost a decade before Fukushima even occurred. After Fukushima, it's going to be far, far worse.
So what do you get to? One in 1.1, right, man? Right? It's almost a one-to-one ratio that cancer is definitive. Now, we talk strategies all of the time here. And it's not just about autism, because we've covered it a lot of times over the years, but it hasn't gotten better because they haven't gotten the memo. But we're working on it. The issue of cancer and other chronic...
They got the memo. They got the memo. They just won't open it up and read it.
Right, or act on it if they have. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in the cancer realm and other chronic neurological and other degradation diseases, which, you know, you cover extensively in the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. I mean, it was one thing to eat healthy years past. Just eat healthy, live healthy, exercise. It's like you have to do that and then a lot more, just to counteract the things that you were never exposed to in the environment. And we can go into pre-industrial revolution to industrial revolution and talk about mercury in the air already creating diseases that weren't prevalent before, including increases in cancer. But we start continuing through the 20th century and see where it happened. Then you ramp up the nuclear age, we see it increase. We ramp up the vaccine age, see it increase. And it's a wonder if we'll get out of this place without chronic disease. I mean, I had chronic diseases from almost year zero. I was a canary in the coal mine, and more people than ever are going to be experiencing this at every age.
Well, a canary in a coal mine that you were, you know, there are certain people that fall into that category, and that's a genetic predisposition. That's a vulnerability issue. That's a genetic pathway disposition issue. But now you're talking about an environmental trigger that is going to be affecting the population irrespective of whether they are canaries in the coal mine or not, meaning, you know, a non-excreter is a canary in a coal mine. Well, it doesn't matter now whether you're a non-excreter or not, whether you're a canary in a coal mine or not, it's going to affect everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is the reason why we talk about the strategies we talk about, the need to do extra things. It's not just enough to eat well. You got to eat beyond well. You've got to supplement in these things. And you know, this leads to the next story, which I wanted to cover with you, which is about dairy and a bizarre story. I think we've covered something like this before, but the U.S. dairy industry is evidently petitioning the government to secretly add chemical sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose to its products without labeling them. Now, part of this is, in my mind, of what I remember about dairy that I grew up on, it tasted awful. Milk was horrible. I didn't have real milk until one year when I think I was a teenager. I went to a kibbutz in Israel, and they were milking cows straight from the cow right into the refrigerator vat and into a cup that I drank. And I said, wait a second, this is weird. This actually tastes good. I've never tasted milk like this. It tasted like ice cream that had melted. It was so good. And they didn't have to add any sweetness to it. But if you've got CAFO or factory-farmed animals loaded with antibiotics to keep them alive, I don't think the milk tastes anything like milk is supposed to taste if you get factory farm milk.
Well, the first thing is that what's done to milk today is absolutely insane. The studies have shown that if you drink whole milk with the higher fat content, it's a lot healthier than drinking 2% or even skim. They add all sorts of different coloring derivatives to make the milk look white, and the skim milk and the 2% milk. And then, of course, the antibiotics that are fed to the cattle, like you said, the hormones that are given to them to produce more milk for them to grow faster. And then, of course, the insecticides and pesticides that are used in the grain products, they're fed. And then, if that's not enough, then what's done to the milk? You pasteurize it, you homogenize it, you irradiate it. You know, you do all sorts of other funky things to the milk. You kill everything that's naturally occurring in the milk, all the enzymes, all the natural bacteria. You bastardize any raw milk, and now you pass it off as food. And we know what that does. So the reason the milk never tastes good is because it's not really milk. It's only milk in name. There's nothing natural left about it after the milk industry has changed it, and now they want to try to sweeten it. Robert, I'll tell you, the first time I drank real milk, I remember because I was a child in the UK, and I remember drinking it when I was, you know, 5, 6 years old. And I don't remember drinking milk like that again until I got my own cows. Actually, it was before I got the cows that I'd actually had some whole milk.
Exactly.
And I realized how different it tastes, and it's just amazing. And you're absolutely right. You drink raw milk, you know, from our own cows, because we had to discard a lot of the milk because we couldn't even sell it. But it's unbelievable. There's nothing comparing real, whole, raw milk to anything out there on the market.
Well, and again, that was my experience, and I wasn't until I was a teenager that I actually had real milk, because I grew up on the factory farm milk, the skim milk, the pasteurized and homogenized milk, which is actually dangerous. It's not a real food anymore. So if you utilize milk or milk products, you've got to find a source or become the source like you've done, Dr. Bitar, and it changes everything. But we also recognize that part of the measurements on radiation we mentioned after Fukushima, you know, dairy products went up in North America, too, in terms of radiation exposure.
Yep, that's very, very true. That is very true. And, you know, when you start looking at many of these different statistics that are taking place, Robert, that we've reviewed here, I wonder how many of these are actually even the numbers are even worse than what we're realizing, because maybe the people that reviewed this stuff, you know, we know that sometimes people don't include all the data that's present, but
sure,
it's probably a lot worse than we even realize it. But I can tell you that, you know, when you start looking at things like sucralose and aspartame that they want to add to the milk as if it's not already bad, that sucralose. So just so we can clarify, sucralose is a chlorinated molecule that has a sugar molecule attached to it. So and chlorine is highly carcinogenic. So this is basically a chlorine molecule that's carcinogenic that has a sugar molecule to sweeten it. And then, of course, aspartame, we all know what aspartame is. It's a neurotoxin, and it's highly carcinogenic as well. And now they want to add that into milk that is already, as you very accurately said, is already poisonous. So is already, you know, I don't know whether you said poisonous or, but if you didn't, I'm speaking for you.
Yes,
so that's
you add on, pile on, because it's all very valid and important to reference.
And so you're taking something that is already primarily, most adults don't drink milk, okay? I do, but most don't. Mostly children are consuming milk. So now you've got this pediatric population that we've already assaulted with vaccines. We're already giving them foods that are devoid of any nutritional components. We're already laden with sugars and all sorts of other preservatives. And now we're taking the milk, which is a staple for most kids, as if it's not bad enough, and adding highly carcinogenic components to it with the thought process we're going to sweeten the milk. Whereas if you just use regular milk, you wouldn't have to worry about sweetening it because milk doesn't need to be sweetened. I mean, that's lactose is a type of sugar. And, you know, whatever they're doing to the milk, it's just annihilating the natural productive, natural therapeutic, natural benefits of the milk. And now it's almost like flour. You know, they take everything out, and then they say they enrich it.
Yes.
Why not just leave the original stuff in it?
Leave the stuff in it. All right, we got one more segment of Advanced Medicine to go with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Remember, easy access to archives, hundreds and hundreds of hours over the years we've been doing this, and it's great stuff. MedicalRewind.com. In addition, links in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Let's see, what shall we cover? Celebrities encouraging women to lop off their boobies or science-backed reasons to eat dirt? We'll decide on the break. You be with us afterwards. Dr. Bitar and I will return after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, we'll skip the celebrity booby removal because Dr. Bitar is above that fray. And we'll do a couple of other stories to wrap up, including the scientific reason to eat a little dirt. But first, the bisphenol A story. And this is shocking to hear because, you know, a lot of folks that listen to this show and listen to us, Dr. Bitar, are pretty aware of endocrine disruptors from pesticides, from heavy metals, all the things that can disrupt our normal hormonal system. Bisphenol A is one of the biggest and baddest of them all because it seems to be ubiquitous now in plastifiers everywhere. But, one, you know, like the cellophane or whatever it is, that Glad Wrap stuff, those kinds of things. But even the... Well, this is where they don't know. The receipts that you get from most modern-day computer printers like that spit out like cash registers
the thermal printing paper.
Yes, the thermal printing paper. It's plastic coated, and it's a huge storehouse for bisphenol A exposure. You know, when I ever touch them, I try to get them from the backside and immediately fold them over onto themselves. But people don't realize, especially kids, are very susceptible to bisphenol A and what it can do to their endocrine system.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing because I had no idea that that was a source of being exposed to this type of carcinogen. And so this falls into the POP category, the persistent organic pollutant category. And, you know, you hear about it all the time in plastics and it's a xenoestrogenic component, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, getting it on a receipt that you get, I mean, I had no idea.
Yeah. And like I said, it's become a normal part because we grew up grabbing receipts, but they were real paper and they were printed with ink. Now it's like the heat sensitive ink, if it's even ink, but again, it's a plastic coated receipt paper. And so it's another source of chronic exposure that we want to do without. Maybe if you can get these receipts emailed to you or again, I don't know what to say, but I just like to say people be aware of the things that potentially are detrimental or actually detrimental to our health that we don't even think about.
Yeah, and it is a massive issue because, as you said, most people aren't even aware that it is an issue. And one of the things, as you mentioned, Robert, I don't know whether you said this on the air or not, but I know you said it off the air, for an adult, that exposure is one thing. But for a child, because of the volume that they're getting, you know, based on the ratio of their own body weight for a child or for an infant, it's exponentially greater, so it's going to do far greater harm for a child. And that's one of the things that just that having that awareness, like you said, you could get them emails, receipts emailed to you, or just I routinely have said, I don't want a receipt. I didn't know that it contained this. I just didn't want the damn ink coming on my hand or leaving a residue on my hand, which it often does. So I guess
I think you had a sense about it, an internal intuitive sense exactly about it, even if it wasn't a conscious thing, because, you know, you've led your life in this way, and I think we're guided and protected in this way, even if we're not aware of everything. A lot of times we are protected. There's a buffer. There's a little bit of grace involved, perhaps. But there might be a little bit of dirt involved. Super Don likes to say, just rub some dirt in it and get on up and carry on.
Walk it off. Come on.
Walk it off. Get some, rub some dirt in it. So there's a blog here, 4 science-backed reasons to eat dirt. Eat dirt. Now, have you ever picked a carrot off of out of the dirt and just kind of brushed it off and bit into it and there was some dirt on it? I've done that. Looks like those soil-based organisms might do you some good in an organic garden.
Yep, absolutely. I've actually done the same thing in the military. We used to, you know, that was one of the things, just if it's got a little bit of dirt on it, it wasn't a big deal. And it's, they're actually in the article not saying to actually eat a handful of soil, but they're talking about the daily exposure to the soil-based organisms, the SBOs, can do wonders
right.
for the health, and it makes total sense. It's all about the terrain, like you've talked about millions of times.
Exactly. It's not like you want to dive into a heavy metal-infested soil and eat the dirt. That's not what we're talking about. But organic farmers know this. Biodynamic farmers know this. There's teeming with life forms that are beneficial, not detrimental, not pathogenic, because the soil is healthy. The same thing with the soil in your gut. All of that is related. It's as above, so below, as within, as without. Vitamin production impacted, skin issues, rheumatoid arthritis, allergies benefited. So there's some good stuff there. And again, common sense is what we're guided by, but common sense is quite uncommon in our medical world.
Yeah, common sense is highly desirable and rarely found in our common world.
Exactly. We find a lot more pathogens floating around out there in the guise of licensed doctors. And, of course, we've got to undo that and detoxify from that damage. Well, listen, we're out of time, Dr. Bitar. How did we get here so fast?
I don't know. I don't know how we do that. I think you give me a shorter hour. I think you don't like me as much, so we shorten that hour.
No, we don't. Pump it up, Patrick. I can't hear it, but I know we're about out of time, folks. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.